Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరి ఓం ఓం వాసుదేవం రమాకాంతం నత్వా లౌగాక్షి భాస్కరః కురుతే జైమినినయే ప్రవేశాయార్థ సంగ్రహం సో అత ఏవ సో వి సా ది కామ్య కర్మ ది డిజైర్ ఫర్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఎండ్ రిజల్ట్ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ స్వర్గ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ పుత్ర వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ Rishti, whatever. So that is the desire should be the is the key. With the prerequisites, other prerequisites, to experience the end result. And for the Nitya Karma and for the Naimittika Karma, the Nimitta, that which trigger cause is the prerequisite, is the eligibility criteria to experience the result of that karma. And in the Nitya Sandhya Upasana, etc., in the Nitya Karmas, the life which is austere and pure is what is important. Okay, Ata Eva, Raja Rajasuyena Swarajikamo Tejeta, Iti, Anena, Vidivakena, స్వరాజ్యం ఉద్దేశ్య విదతతాపి న స్వరాజ్య మాత్ర కామస్య తద్ ఫలభోక్తృత్వం ప్రతిపద్యతే కింతు రాజ్ఞః సతః స్వరాజ్య కామస్య ఏవ రాజత్వస్య అపి అధికారి విశేషణత్వేన శ్రవణాత్ సో హియర్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ విధి ఇన్ ది వేదాస్ విచ్ ఇస్ రాజా రాజసూయేన స్వరాజ్యకామో యజేత దిస్ రాజా రాజసూయేన విత్ దిస్ యాగా కాల్డ్ రాజసూయ స్వరాజ్య కామ వన్ హూ డిజైర్స్ టు స్వం రాజ్యం ఎస్య సహ స్వరాజ్య ఇన్ దిస్ యాంగిల్ ఇఫ్ యూ థింక్ దెన్ వన్ హూ డిజైర్స్ టు గెయిన్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్ మీనింగ్ కింగ్డమ్ బ్యాక్ మేబీ దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్ బట్ హియర్ రాజా ఇస్ స్పెసిఫికలీ సెడ్ హీ షుడ్ బి ఎ రాజా Therefore, Swarajya is a kind of a title, epithet for that kind of Raja, is a kind of appellation for that Raja, which is like Chakravarti, Emperor, these kind of things. So, this Raja, iti anena vidivakyena, with this vidivakya, స్వరాజ్యం ఉద్దేశ్య విదధాతి, this is for a person who is who desires to gain a status of Swarajya, is status of emperor. Now, na Swarajya matra kamasya tat phala bhoktritam, but the end result is not for the person who just desires that kind of result. A person who is lazily sleeping under the tree, who has no other pre-qualification, is not eligible for this karma. Because కింతు రాజ్ఞ సతః హీ షుడ్ బి ఎ కింగ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ క్రైటీరియా దర్ ఇస్ అ క్లాస్ విచ్ సేస్ హీ షుడ్ బి ఎ కింగ్ రాజా ఇట్ సేస్ దేర్ఫోర్ స్వరాజ్య కామస్య హీ షుడ్ బి ఎ రాజా అండ్ బీయింగ్ అ రాజా హీ షుడ్ డిజైర్ ఫార్ దిస్ ఎంపరర్షిప్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ హిమ్ దట్ విల్ బి పాసిబుల్ బికాస్ రాజత్వస్య అపి అధికారి విశేషణత్వేన బికాస్ దిస్ రాజత్వ హీ షుడ్ బి ఎ రాజా రాజానస్ హీ షుడ్ బి ఎ కింగ్ దట్ కింగ్నెస్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో విశేషణ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అడ్జెక్టివ్ ఫార్ దట్ పర్సన్ హూ నీడ్స్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ కర్మ సో ఓన్లీ ఎ కింగ్ హూ హ్యాస్ దిస్ కింగ్డమ్ హూ హ్యాస్ దిస్ డిజైర్ టు బికమ్ అన్ ఎంపరర్ who performs this karma will be a experiencer will be the experiencer of that karma otherwise anything here if he is not a raja no result if he is not performing the karma no result if he doesn't have any desire no result anything is less here there will be no result he lacks anything any of this class there will be no result therefore kochittu పురుష విశేషణత్వేన అశ్రుతమపి అధికారి విశేషణం సమ్ ప్లేసెస్ ది స్పెసిఫిక్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది పురుష ఆఫ్ ది పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ ది ఎలిజిబిలిటీ మైట్ నాట్ బి సెడ్ బట్ స్టిల్ ఇన్ సమ్ ప్లేస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ స్పెసిఫిక్లీ సెడ్ అశ్రుతం అధికారి విశేషణం దే ఇన్ అబౌట్ ది అధికారి అబౌట్ ది పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ ది ఎలిజిబిలిటీ యథా అధ్యయన విధి సిద్ధా విద్యా లైక్ ఇన్ ది అధ్యయన విధి ది అధ్యయన విధి హూ ఈస్ ది పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ ది ఎలిజిబిలిటీ టు స్టడీ ది స్వాధ్యాయ టు స్టడీ హిస్ బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ వేద a person who has been installed with the sacred thread that is a criteria a person who belongs to Trivarnika because only for a person who has the eligibility who has this basic qualification which is being a born as a Trividya has the eligibility to be installed with the sacred thread so a person who is born as a Trivarnika a person in the stri brahmana kshatriya shudra vaishya and a person who has been installed with the sacred thread is the person who has eligibility to study the vedas one's own branch of veda so kratu vidhinam artha gnana apekshaniyatvaina adhyana vidhi siddhi siddhartha siddhartha gnanavantam pratyeva pravartehe because kratu vidhina swadhyaya I study but what is the necessity of swadhyaya now kratu vidhina the karmas performed in the ordained in the vedas artha gnana apekshaniyatvena depends upon to perform you need to have a clarity on the karmas that expects the adhyana to be done because you have to remember things only through the mantra mantrai reva smartavyah only through the mantra you have to remember so adhyena vidhi siddhartha gnanamantam pratyeva one person who has studied the vedas not just okay you say one time I say twice over I have studied over not like that but one who has made it mugged it up one who has it in his head for that person who has everything in his fingertip for him the karmas can be done properly because prayoga during the prayoga what is prayoga vidhi says prashurbhava that which helps him to perform the karma faster who can perform the karma faster a person with a book okay 13th page okay 13th page do the install the fire okay what should you do to install fire see 13th page now 35th page now if a person is going to refer book he is not going to do the karma in the appropriate time therefore only the person who studied the vedas perfectly totally he is the person who is eligible to perform the karma evam agni sadhya karmasu adhana siddha agni matta and for the karmas which require the agnis the three agnis which we saw for a karma which requires those agnis this adhana siddha this agni which is received after initiation he takes his donkey and his horse to the place where he wants to dig the clay then he holds the rope of the noose of the horse brings it back makes pot with that clay then he receives the fire in that pot which he has made and then he hangs it in his neck for a period of time and then he performs the karma so one who has undergone through all these karmas is the person who has the eligibility to do the agni karmas so agni sadhya karmana agni apekshatvena tad vidhinam adhana siddha agnivantam pratyavrute because whatever agni karmas are said they expect the agni arhaniya dakshina garapati etc these agnis it expects so only a person who has received the agni and who has installed it in different places and different styles that kind of karma he is performing daily without any vichheda without any break he is the person who has the eligibility to perform the karmas which is agni karma evam samarthyam api in the same way see I have the eligibility that itself is not enough you have to have not just the eligibility to perform the karma, there should be a samarthya. Yagasya dve rupe dravyam devata cha. Remember this, yaga is of two parts. One is dravya, the other is devata. Dravya, you can invite him, in the devata, you can invite him in any place. That is not a very big difficult thing. You know the mantras to invite, to invoke the devatas, you just invoke. Please devata, come here. Now, after inviting him, okay, I am just going to say this something. Or just use this water as some purificator, right? It's not the right method. You have invoked the devata, you have invited devata, you have to feed him. It is like inviting, you come tomorrow to my house, I will feed you. Then you will give, for food, I will give you this water. Because there are some people who perform puja, they invite devata and they say, argyatham idam. So they use this water, argyatham idam, they will give, or they will take this akshata, the rice, which is purified, which is not broken. Akshata, nakshata iti akshata. It's not broken. They select rice which is not broken. One. And then they apply little bit of ghee and vermilion or even saffron, whatever. So they just mix it and keep it. They'll say, okay, argyatham idam akshata. They'll just throw this akshata for water. In place of water, I will throw this akshata. In place of food, I will throw this akshata. In place of flower, I will throw this akshata. Whatever, for whatever, this akshata is the only thing. Or water is the only thing he'll give. For food also, it is like inviting someone and giving. Okay, water I will give you for your dress. Whatever I will give you for your food. Whatever I will give you for your tea, coffee, etc. It's like that. So, that is not the proper way. So, samarthyam is also a class. You have to have the capacity to perform the karma. Because karma is not cheap. Karma is a very costly affair. Some karmas require only one ritvik. Only one person to perform the karma. Some karmas requires four people to perform the karmas. Some karmas, the Rig Veda Pandit, the Yajur Veda Pandit, the Athar Veda Pandit or the Sam Veda Pandit and the person Brahma who oversees it. It requires 4 people at least. And for some karmas, 16 people. Under each branch, the Advaryu will have 4 disciples, 4 person who helps him. And the Hota will have again 3 people to help him. 4 in each group. So 16. These are all fixed by the Vedas. This many people should perform this karma. There is no hanky-panky business. You cannot have any discussion. Okay, I have this much money. So how much person can I invite? Like that. You cannot have any discussion here. There is no discussion possible. So only if you have the wealth to perform the karma, you can perform. So he says, Akhyatanam artham bhruvatam shakti sahakarini iti nyayat. Because shakti is the sahakari karini. Akhyatanam, for whatever is said in the Vedas. So you have the eligibility criteria, not just the wealth. Physical eligibility also is there. Akhyatanam, whatever is said in this in the Shruti, to perform that you need to have physical eligibility. Now I am a human being, fine. But do you have eyes? Why? Ajya Vekshanam, you have to see the ghee. For that you have to have eyes. You don't have eyes, you will not be able to perform karma of seeing the ghee. One. Do you have the listening capacity? If you are not able to listen, you will not be able to listen to the Vedas, you will not be able to mug up the Vedas, you will not be able to recite the Vedas. If you are deaf, you are dumb, then again the same problem. You will not be able to, if you cannot speak, you will not be able to repeat the mantras. So, there is another problem. Then, if you will not be able to walk properly, then again, there is a karma which is called, where you have to move in tandem. That karma you cannot do. Or there is the karma which is called parikrama. You have to perform this circumambulation of the fire in a regular order. That you will not be able to perform if you don't have legs. If you don't have hands, you cannot throw the oblations on the fire. in the fire. So, you cannot perform that karma. If you don't have wife, you don't have rights for karmas itself. So, everything depends, physical, the other things also. So, if you don't have any of these eligibility, you don't have the karmas, the rights to perform the karmas. Therefore, iti nyaya, samartham pratyeva, vidhi pravrtehe, vidhi pravrtehe. Only for a person who has the capability, the capacity to do the karmas, capability and capacity to do the karmas, only to him the vidhis are. Not for everyone. Veda says I will perform. No, you cannot perform this because if it is not for you, you cannot perform. So, tadevam nirupito vidhi. Therefore, we have seen what vidhi is. Okay. Then, we saw vidhi, mantra. Vidhi, after that vidhi, mantra. What is Vedas? We saw vidhi, mantra, arthavada, namadheya. These are called vidhi. Now after vidhi, you have to see mantravada. What is mantra? Prayoga samaveta arthasmaraka mantra. This is the definition for mantra. Prayoga samaveta arthasmaraka mantra. Prayoga, during the application, during the performance. Samaveta, in the same time, without any gap, in the same time, at the same point of time, during the performance, artha smarakaha, that which remains about the next karma, which you have to perform, that is mantra. That which gives you the knowledge of continuity in the performance is what is mantra. Teshamcha Tavadvisha Artha Smarakatvena Eva Arthavatvam. The mantras are useful, have become useful once it reminds us of the next karma to be performed. Over. Natu tad uccharnam adhishtartham sambhavati drishtafalakatve adhishtafalakalpana anyayatvat. But there are people who say, no, you do, you perform, you don't perform, there is no problem. You study Vedas. Why? Vedas, studying, reciting the mantras itself has a punya, is a punya. It will give you a result, good result. So that should not be the reason. Because there is this nyaya. Drishta falakatve sati, adrishta falakalpana anyayatva. There is a drishta prayojana, there is a prayojana, there is a usefulness which you can experience. When you study the mantra, what is that? To remember the karmas which you need to perform. There is a result which is experienced. When you have a result which can be experienced here immediately, in that place, if you are going to imagine a result for hereafter, that is not a logical conclusion.